Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. That's right. Welcome to Let's Go Pensacola. Believe it or not, welcome to Let's Go Pensacola. It's been an entire month since I've been able to say that. So we're very glad to be with you, although just for a short time this week. We only have a 30-minute show this week as we're leading into the final FSU game of the season. Of course, they're doing very well, as I understand, so I guess they're probably going to be probably in the BCS consideration, there may be a bowl game down the line. But this is the final game of the season that's coming up, with the pregame starting in just half an hour, because apparently you need 2.5 hours to talk about football before you can actually have a football game. So the game doesn't actually start till 7, but pregame's going to start at 4:30. So for those of you who are looking forward to talking about football, just bear with us for a little while. You'll have your football talk in just a minute, but we're going to get to sneak in and bring you a little half-hour discussion. But by the way, my name is Julio Diaz. I am your host. Thank you for being here. I'm very excited to be back. Very excited to welcome back to the show someone who joins us very frequently on this very show. Please welcome from the Pop Culture Analyst channel on YouTube, Jeremy Branch.
As you said, it's been a month. A lot of things we could talk about. We went and we saw the Thanksgiving movie over the Thanksgiving holiday. We caught the Toho Godzilla movie a couple of days ago, but we're going to go back to a conversation that you and I had the very last time that we were recording together, and it was in the realm of horror films when we were discussing slasher movies.
Yeah, ironically, our last show aired on October 28th, so it was our Halloween show, so we spent the entire show talking about horror and the icons of horror, and I thought it was a very good show, actually. I was very happy with that one. I hope people enjoy that. I hope you enjoy talking about horror. I know that the last couple of shows we talked before our football imposed break, we spent a lot of time talking about horror. But there has been some big news in the horror community over the last week, and it bears talking about. And no, it's not the Thanksgiving movie, although Jeremy and I actually saw that together and enjoyed it quite a bit. And they have already announced a sequel to that forthcoming. So, looking forward to that. No, it has to do with one of the very icons of horror that we were discussing on our last show, that being Ghostface.
Yeah.
We have had a lot of news come through. You know, of course, we've had 6 Scream movies to date, and the last two have been hugely successful. In fact, putting up some of the biggest grosses of the entire series, and seemed to be on a good path. There was a little controversy with Scream 6, with the producers opting not to pay Neve Campbell and writing her out of at least that movie. And, her being, not real thrilled about that, like still rooting for the film to succeed and not holding anything against anybody involved with the film other than, the production company, I guess, for not being willing to pay her what she felt like she was worth. But
so I want to circle back around to this part of the conversation because I think that it ties into the rest of it, interestingly enough. But I'll let you continue to set the table because we got a lot to discuss.
Yeah, for sure. So, but we felt like after Scream 6, we had, of course, in Scream 5, we lost Dewey. So David Arquette's character killed off after 5 movies and written out of the series. Scream 6, we had the icon of the series to date, other than Ghostface himself, which Ghostface is always a different person in every movie anyway. So it's more like the mask is the icon than the actual, it's not like Jason Voorhees or Michael Myers or Freddy Krueger, where the killer is the same guy in every movie. One of the things that's been interesting about the Scream franchise is figuring out who the killer is this time. And it's always a different person or persons. And they always have a connection to the main characters in the film and in the series. We had Dewey killed. Dewey, the troika of the original Scream series, I guess we would have to say, is Sidney Bristow, excuse me. That's Alias. Wrong Sidney, but Sidney. Sidney is played by Neve Campbell. Dewey Cox played by That's not Dewey Cox either. What am I just messing up my franchises here?
No, but that sounds right.
But that's Dewey, that's of course John C. McGinley's character in Walk Hard.
Yeah. Oh, that's good. That's good stuff. What is Dewey's last name? Deputy Dewey. What was Tatum's last name? Riley. Dewey Riley.
Yeah, that's it. Thank you. And let's see if I can figure out a weird last name for Courtney Cox's character here.
David Arquette and Courtney Cox, which makes sense, but the wrong one took the other name.
Yeah,
hey,
Courtney Cox, of course.
Of our viewers.
Courtney Cox, and this is the cheesiest name of the three, so I'm not going to mess it up because it's actually hard to get cheesier. I think I went with the cheesier names both of the previous time, but Gail Weathers.
Yeah.
Courtney Cox's character.
Which,
you know, she was a reporter. I'm surprised they didn't make her a weather girl or something, but she was a reporter.
So we've
lost at this point. We lost Dewey. We lost Sydney, although Sydney is in the universe still alive. So theoretically, there could be a way to bring Sydney back if you so chose to do so. You know, we moved on, and the only one of the original three that was in Scream 6 was Courtney Cox's character, Gail Weathers, kind of providing a through line and some continuity. We also brought back Kirby from Scream 4.
Yeah, consolation prize.
Yeah, Kirby, Hayden Panettiere's character. I enjoyed seeing her back in Scream 6, and
me too.
Yeah, you know, that was cool and all, but she was never, you know, a main character. She was
she's no Sydney.
She's a supporting character that showed up in the fourth movie and then popped back up in the sixth movie. She's not even somebody that there's been like a long standing connection to or anything like that. She was a friend of, spoilers, the person that ended up being the killer in Scream 4. Or one of the people that ended up being the killer in Scream 4 at any rate. But starting with Scream 5, we built up this new mythology with going back to the town. And I was going to say Haddonfield, and that's, of course, the town in Halloween.
Yeah.
What's the name of the town in Scream?
It's not Springwood, is it? That's Buffy. It's
Sunnydale is Buffy.
Circle back to that in a minute. I'll think of it.
Yeah.
Oh, Springfield. Oh, never mind. That's The Simpsons.
Yeah. At any rate, they go back to the town, and there's a new generation of kids, and there's a new killer. But it was tied into everything that happened before. But it was also therefore started tying in with these new characters, led by two young actresses who've had a lot of buzz about them. One maybe more than the other, but both of them have had a lot of buzz. Had a lot of big roles and were kind of rising stars, let's say, I think is a fair way to say that. Melissa Barrera and Jenna Ortega. And of course, we also had a tie with Melissa Barrera's character going back all the way to the original Scream. And that, and I don't think this is a spoiler at this point, she turned out to be the daughter of one of the original killers from one of the original Scream movies, the heretofore unknown daughter of Billy, played by Skeet Ulrich, and gave us a chance to bring him back into the franchise because she was having visions of him. And so we had this great setup where we've tied the mythology together. We brought in some pardon the pun for a horror movie, fresh blood, who have, you know, seemed to be the future of this franchise. And again, you know, I say this because Scream has been about the characters more than it has been about Ghostface. Like the
continuity. So we have the core four, right?
Yeah,
I can't remember what the girl's name is from Yellow Jackets, and then her twin brother. Both very good in the movies. Don't recall either of their names because they haven't been around for 30 years. But the two of them, along with Ortega and Barrera, were the people that were going to kind of carry the story forward.
Yeah. And, you know, there was certainly the possibility left open for Sydney to return at some point, or the possibility for Gail to return at some point. Although,
yeah,
it didn't necessarily seem like that was the way we were going. But let's throw a big old monkey wrench into the works as we go into the break, because what we're going to talk about is the fact that both Melissa Barrera and Jenna Ortega are out of the Scream franchise at this point. We're going to tell you more about that in a moment. We've got to take a break. You're listening to Let's Go Pensacola on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
take a little walk to the edge of the town and go across the track where the viaduct looms like a bird of doom as it shifts and cracks, where secrets lie in the border fires and the humming wires. Yeah, man, you know you're never coming back. Across the square, across the bridge, past the mills, past the stacks, on a gathering storm comes a tall, handsome man in a dusty black coat with a red right hand.
News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Welcome back to Let's Go Pensacola. I am your host, Julio Diaz. We've got Jeremy Branch with us on the line from the Pop Culture Nihilist channel on YouTube. And if we're playing Red Right Hand by Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds, we must be talking about Scream. Although I guess we could be talking about Peaky Blinders, too.
Good call.
Because used in that as well. And before we move back into Scream, real quick, Nick Cave was in the news this week, too. One of his books is being adapted into a new television series starring Matt Smith of House of the Dragon and Doctor Who fame. So looking forward to seeing that. Anything with those two people involved is something I'm pretty interested in. But we are talking, as I said, about the Scream franchise. And just before the break, I dropped the news, which hopefully you probably have already heard because the news has been out there for a little bit, that the future of the Scream franchise appears to be in significant jeopardy right now, with the announcement that Melissa Barrera and Jenna Ortega are out of the next Scream movie. And there's some circumstances going on here that we'll discuss just quickly in passing. Melissa Barrera, unfortunately, was fired from the Scream franchise because the folks at the property that own the IP, which I believe is Spyglass,
correct.
And I believe they work with Miramax on it, but Spyglass is the ultimate production company. They decided to fire Melissa Barrera because they were not happy with her activity on social media. She has been pretty outspoken about her opinions about the current war between Israel and Hamas. And I don't personally think said anything that's super, super controversial, but you could kind of stretch and read between the lines into taking something super controversial out of what she said. And that's what they've apparently done here. I don't want to get into the whole of that whole ball of wax and mess. I don't claim to know everything about it. I don't want to know everything about it. I've happily buried my head in the sand about it. I'm glad we seem to have a truce going on right now, and some hostages are being traded back and forth. And, you know, hopefully we're seeing an end to this thing, hopefully. And maybe that end will lead to Melissa Barrera being rehired. It's happened before. You know, people have been fired for social media posts and then rehired. A guy named James Gunn, you know, happened with him.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, maybe that'll happen. But right now it doesn't look like it. They have fired Melissa Barrera for her opining on social media. And as we're dealing with the shockwaves of that, the news dropped that Jenna Ortega is also not coming back. Now, they are saying that this is a decision that was made some time ago and that it has to do with Jenna Ortega being busy filming season 2 of Wednesday, her hit series on Netflix. Well, that, you know, that's what the official line is here. Jenna Ortega has not said anything to contradict that. However, we don't have a script for Scream 7 yet. And even if we did, that would have been out the window with them firing Melissa Barrera, because certainly they would have been working her character into the script before they decided to fire her last week. So there's, with no script, we don't really know when they're going to shoot Scream 7. They don't have a date yet. Why can't they work around the shooting schedule of Wednesday, which is already announced and established? There should be
That's
no
an obvious
reason.
Point.
Yeah, there should be no reason they can't work around that. So that being a reason, and that supposedly it was a decision they knew about months ago and that they were holding on to, you know, really? I mean, because months ago was the strike. There were no negotiations on anything going on during the strike. I don't buy it. I think it's fishy. I think Jenna said if Melissa goes, I go too, and you can call it whatever you want to call it. But, you know, it just looks fishy. But either way, whether this is true or not, you be the judge. What do you think? First of all, Jeremy, what do you think? Do you buy this reasoning about Jenna Ortega?
Look, I can only speculate, and the romantic in me loves the theory that Jenna Ortega walked out in solidarity. I have a really hard time coming down on one side of that versus the other, due to just, you know, Jenna Ortega's meteoric rise in celebrity. Maybe True. Her management told True. Them that with Scream at the time that she decided she wasn't coming back for the project. Maybe it was related to financial reasons then, similar to what happened with Neve Campbell. This is the company line, and all things considered, I'm not real happy with the company right now, because now our core four that we talked about before the break, which is Barrera Ortega, Mason Gooding, and Jasmine Savoy Brown, is down to the core two, and we're stuck in a situation kind of wondering, Where do you go from here? How
well,
do you take
let's
this
be
story
honest.
That's kind of been moved forward on that.
Let's be honest. You could say core four all you want, but it was the sisters that were the core of this movie. They were the ones that had the connections to the original killer. They were the ones that had the connection to the killers in Scream 5 and 6. You know, I mean,
they had a connection to Woodsboro, which we could not pull before the break because we've been on break for a month. So I kind of forgot how to radio between then and now. Just forgive me there.
Yeah, it's a whole thing. You know, I mean, there were these other two characters, but those characters were there because they were the friends of, or in one case, the romantic interest of the other two characters.
Yeah.
You know, they're not, you can call them the core four, but. Are they really?
Secondary.
Is anybody going to follow a Scream 7 that's focused on those two characters?
Well, look, I'm glad you brought that up because we talked about Neve Campbell and the fact that they did not give her what she believes that she was worth. And I 100% support Neve Campbell to, you know, say what she's worth and stick to her guns on that. I think that's her right to do. But what we saw with Scream 7. Is that audiences showed up anyway, and I'm not saying that that means she should compromise. What I'm saying is it might mean that Ghostface is more of a Michael Myers or a Jason Voorhees than we would have originally thought, and that people will follow Ghostface no matter who he's killing, right?
I don't necessarily believe that, because if that were true, then Scream the series would have been more of a hit, and it wasn't really.
I think that's
a
good point.
Yeah, I mean, you know, when it was not tied to the mythology, when it was not tied to the characters, when it was just the icon, so to speak, it doesn't work. And that's because these movies have been more than just slasher movies. They are mystery movies with a mythology that happens to have an iconic killer that is not supernatural.
Yeah, but when we talk about iconography, I think it's fair to say that it's the image of the Ghostface mask itself, which was not present in the MTV series until the fourth season. And not to say that makes me right, but just another thing to consider of, like, maybe the Ghostface mask is the franchise.
I mean, that's one way they could go, but I don't think it's a way that, I mean, you know, maybe it remains to be seen. Certainly there's going to be a Scream 7.
Yeah.
There's too much money on the table. It's not, we can sit here and say the Scream franchise is dead, but that may be for those of us who hold it in our hearts, but that doesn't mean there's not going to be a movie out called Scream. And there's a number of ways they could go.
You had a really cool idea.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, let's talk about the obvious things first. First of all, they find a way to make up with Melissa Barrera and Jenna Ortega, and they move on with having them back. That, I think, would be the ideal solution. Whether they also bring back Neve Campbell and Courtney Cox or not, That's what I would first and foremost like to see.
We need to see similar to a apology video from Melissa Barrera, where she just kind of spits out a bunch of political propaganda to get her job back. That until I see that, I'm not happy.
No, I mean, I hope that we don't have to do that. I hope they just say, we overreacted, and Melissa's entitled to her opinions, and we're making a movie. You know, and that's all that needs to be said about that, I think. But so there's that. Second possibility is backing up a money truck to Nev Campbell's house and finding a way to get her back and go back to Scream 7. But now that they've removed her from the narrative, is the audience that was excited about Scream 6 and 7, or excuse me, Scream 5 and 6, excited to go back to Nev Campbell?
And the way that they wrote her out in the previous film was pretty eloquently done. They were basically just like, Sid's moved away. She's been through enough. She deserves to have a happy ending. So then to again drag her back into it might be seen as disrespectful to some fans. I think they could make it work, but then what happened to the sisters, you know?
Yeah, and that's just it. Like the plot line really is following the sisters now more than it's following Sydney. That's the thing. There's got to be a way to address that, and it can't be just having like look-alike actresses killed off in the first 5 minutes of the movie or something like that.
These fake actresses?
Yeah. Well, you know, there's another possibility that we haven't discussed yet. You could recast the characters.
Yeah, it happens.
I wouldn't be thrilled with that idea, but yeah, it's possible you could still have those characters just played by two different actresses. I don't like the idea, but
nope.
But it's a possibility. I could think of a couple of actresses that might fit the bill if I was pushed to. You also got the option of just rebooting the entire series. We haven't really seen a reboot in Scream yet. I don't love the idea either, but you could go back to the beginning.
And they could play on that as one of their meta tropes that gets explored in the movies themselves.
Yeah, you know, I think that they'd have to change the story. I think of necessity, I would not want a straight remake of Scream 1.
God, because, like you said,
because one of the things about
Scream that makes it work for audiences.
Yeah, the mystery is one of the key things about the Scream franchise. So I would want to see that go in a different direction. I think we need a pause here, and unfortunately we're running out of time because Jeremy and I could talk about this for a full hour and we've only got the half hour. But my suggestion to Jeremy when we were discussing this was we need a pause, but we need to keep the franchise in people's eyes. Make Stab. Make the movie within a movie that we've seen like five, then make like seven or eight of within the universe of the movies and just have fun with that.
Another fun meta approach. I like that.
Yeah. I wish we could talk about this more, but we do have to run. Enjoy the FSU game, guys. As of next week, we're back to full hour shows and looking forward to it. We'll see you then. Until then, you're listening to Let's Go Pensacola on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.